Welcome to a new year, a new day, and a new decade. As Barbara Walters would say, this is 2020. I hope that doesn't get old too quickly. The last decade was a hard one for me. While I have a lot to be proud of, if I'm honest with myself, I came up short on the expectations I set for myself. I probably should have expected less. After all, in many ways, the key to happiness is low expectations. That's what I keep telling myself anyway. The problem is, I don't believe it. Not really. I see myself as someone who is good at things that I put effort into, and I've been very lucky that for most endeavors that is true. I feel like there is one substantial exception, and it is an exception that is the heart of how success is measured in my career field. There is an aphorism in academic circles that one must publish or perish. It even has its own Wikipedia page. When I think about my publication record, I feel like I have a gaping wound, like a scratch on the roof of my mouth that would heal if I could only stop tonguing it. Rather than treat my wound, I've let it fester. I think viewing this as a wound is actually a pretty apt metaphor. The injury occurred during my PhD. To anyone considering an advanced degree, my advice is, if you can anyway do what you want to do without a PhD, don't get a PhD. I got my degree, but the cost was the final 3 months during which I worked 140 hours a week. I'll give you a second to do the math on that if you want to. The thing is, finishing a PhD doesn't include the publication step, so my PhD work has not been published by academic standards. I want to forget the wound and move on, but it festers. I try to have a point or a thesis to my opening words, and I don't really know what it is this time. All I know is that as I face 2020, my wound is what is clearest in my mind. I have a chance to publish some of my PhD work this year. I've been offered to have it published as a chapter in an edited book on wildlife management. Maybe 2020 will be a year when I work on healing. I hope it is a year of healing for you.